That's one that stays on dry ground all of the time, has hard shell. Terrapin or tortoise. It's doesn't stay in the water, but you find them out in the woods here.
Yes.
They're crawling now, warm day like today. They'll more or less hibernate during the wintertime, crawl in someplace for protection. Old hollow log or stump or very deep in maybe pine straw or
cooter, any kind of cooter.
Yeah, well, that's cooter is they tear up a small turtle around creeks and in water.
Yes. Now, the any kind of insects that you might that fly around the light at night.
Candle flies and mosquitoes and moths. And
yeah, you have to put what in your clothes? And kind of balls?
Moth balls.
Have you got that? Now, we used to catch these when I was young, put them in a jar and
lightning bugs or fireflies.
And when we'd go fishing, might be using a cane pole, and this thing would come and land on the end of the pole. It had big old goggle eyes, and long thin wings, transparent wings.
Dragonfly, or
yeah. What would you call them when you were a boy? Have any other names for them?
Oh, let's see, mosquito hawk, I believe is what we called them.
Now, the sort of stinging insects you know about, what do you run into around here that stings you?
Well, how many of them? The old stinging scorpion, and then, of course, ants and bees and bumblebees and yellow jackets and hornets.
Yes, sir. Yeah. You got that kind of insect that builds his
hornet. On in trees on a limb.
Well, it's
kind of looks like paper. That hornet.
It is paper.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that that maybe build a nest.
Of course, yellow jackets in the ground, usually around stump or tree.
And the ones that build a nest on the side of your house, maybe a little small
wasp.
Yeah. You got that kind that makes one out of mud on the side of your house?
Dirt diver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, when you're walking through the woods, these things might get under your socks or in your clothes and burr around. You know, you have to.
Chiggers, seed ticks, ticks. That's how, of course, chiggers, the red bug, or chigger. There's a smaller one now.
Yeah, or you might you might run into a this thing you have to get off your face.
Mosquito or gnat or
this would be something that somebody something spun up there.
The spider.
Yeah, he'd make a
web.
He'd walk through a
web.
Sometime when you're in the house, you've got to find a place, where the spiders have been nesting. You got to knock down the
cobwebs.
Cobweb. Now, those little small insects, sir, that would, you'd find them hopping around in your garden, and they'd always eat up all your
crickets, sir. Grasshoppers.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Folks ever call them hopper grass?
Hopper grass.
Who would call them that? Anybody ever hear them use that?
Oh, yes, I've heard it.